Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is a financial planner extraordinaire. She is helps people just like you and me with their financial plans. She is the author of a number of books, including Invest and Beat the Pros. Also, How to Get Rich Without Winning the lottery, I should say. She's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, you wrote an article recently about inflation. Can we talk about that first?
We sure can.
So inflation has been, I mean, I remember, you're too young to remember the 70s. But I remember.
No, and I wish I was too young, Jim.
I'm trying to be charming here, Barbara. Work with me. So I remember runaway inflation, stagflation, interest rate, prime rates, 17.5 or whatever percent it got up to. I remember all that. That was a nightmare. But since then, for 40 years, we really haven't had any bad inflationary situation. In fact, for the last decade, inflation's been basically a non-event, hasn't it?
It really has, and I'm not suggesting that inflation's going to go back to those high double-digit numbers, but inflation's creeping up today.
Yeah. Where are you seeing it?
Well, right now, the news is reporting that it's at the 2% range,
right,
which is what the monetary plans are by the Federal Reserve. They want inflation at 2%, and that's great. But if it goes a lot higher, I think people need to kind of be prepared for that, because it will impact your buying power. Because when inflation goes up, of course, your dollar doesn't go as far, and unless your salary keeps up, you're actually getting a cut in pay.
Right. Does it bother you that their basket doesn't include energy?
You know,
the basket.
I think that's a really good question, because the inflation rate doesn't apply to everyone.
But you and I both know how energy permeates our everything in our world. Now, one thing we know is gasoline is a smaller part of our world than it used to be. We've seen that by over the years, like it was in the 70s. But to me, I don't know how you can leave out something as big, because if gasoline, for example, Or energy, any kind of energy, if that were included in the basket, that would make a big impact on the inflation rate, wouldn't it?
Sure, and especially now, because because gasoline prices have gone down,
right,
so it would probably reduce it.
Right, exactly. So, are there some things we need to do to get prepared for inflation?
Well, I think the one thing to do is with interest rates going up, you want to, if you're going in the market for a house, if you're making a big purchase that requires some debt, I would take out that loan today rather than tomorrow, because the rates are going to be higher. So that's
tell you what,
number
I did
one.
I did that last year.
You did? What
I locked
did you
in,
do?
I locked in a 30-year note for 3.375. I don't mind telling people. I mean,
for
a home, and I haven't had a 30-year mortgage in 40 years probably, and. And, I mean, I've always paid them off quicker, but this one, I mean, how do you turn that down?
Yeah, it's pretty tough to turn down. And
3.375? I mean, my God, that's 5 points below where it was in 1977.
Yeah, and I think, though, a lot of younger people have gotten used to interest rates being so low that
right,
they don't realize that this is such a tremendous anomaly.
It's almost like free money. I mean, it's not free, but it's pretty darn close to free money.
Absolutely.
And if they'll commit that for 30 years, that's one good thing. Go ahead. What's another one?
The other thing is you want to stay invested. You want to keep a diversified portfolio because stocks in general will grow with inflation.
Are you advising people? Are you moving people toward inflation toward stocks that benefit from inflation?
You know, I'm not that much of a
a
micromanager.
Mm-hmm.
I have a more global picture of investment, but
right.
Two investments that I do love and recommend are actually put out by our beloved government.
Oh.
And they can be bought from the government website of treasurydirect.com.
Right. So you recommend, what are they?
They're called government I-bonds, which stands for inflation.
Right.
And TIPS, which are Treasury Inflation Protect Security.
And go to treasury.gov and find those?
TreasuryDirect.gov.
TreasuryDirect.gov. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Barbara. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.